Hello, I'm Marissa, and welcome to our very first podcast.
My name is Allie, and today we'll be talking about elections in the past, present, and future.
Hey, I'm Lindsay. So, let's get started.
Well, how have elections worked in the past?
Well, as shocking as it may be, there were no Democrats or Republicans. In the second presidential election, George Washington ran as a Federalist. John Adams was also a Federalist, but George Clinton was an anti-Federalist. After 1840, no one had ever run unlabeled for candidacy like George Washington did in the first election. Although, I wonder if voting and elections have been the same throughout time.
Well, what's interesting is that the only people who were able to vote were white men under the age of 21, and only if they owned lands, in 1776, during presidential elections. But then things changed, and all white men, even if they didn't have any lands, were able to vote in 1856.
Wait, why could only landowners vote? What made land so important?
Well, typically in the late 1700s, if you had land, that meant you were most likely educated and had money, meaning you had more power and influence in the country. The government only wanted educated people to vote because they felt other people were incapable of making good decisions. So it wasn't until 1856, which is almost 100 years after, that they allowed others to vote.
Okay, but who are the others? Because it wasn't until 1870 when the other races besides white men were able to vote.
Well, I guess just other white men.
It wasn't until recently women just got the right to vote. It was in the 1920s era, which has actually shocked me because it seems like an issue that must have been centuries ago, but was actually less than 100 years ago.
So how do you think the past might affect what future elections look like?
Well, the whole point of history is so that we don't make the same mistakes that we've already made. So with that said, elections will probably improve over time.
Yeah, I would agree. I think after seeing what has worked well in the past and what hasn't worked well, we can continue to improve looking into the past. We can see that more and more people are getting voting rights.
So maybe in the future, younger kids will get the opportunity to vote, right? Let's face it, our education system is getting stronger in the country, and if having uneducated voters is something the government is worried about, then they will find that most kids are actually more knowledgeable than most people were in the 1700s.
Just because you have an education doesn't mean that you are capable of making good decisions.
Well, as human beings, most people don't reach the maturity level of decision making until they're 25, but still, they allow 18-year-olds to vote. So what's the difference between an 18-year-old's decision making process and a 10-year-old's decision making process?
I think if we allowed younger people to vote, then they would probably learn to become more politically active than from a younger age. It would teach kids not only the useful life skill, but also how to formulate their own opinions.
Well, I think it'd be unreasonable to let smaller children vote, but I would understand if high school students' kids were allowed to vote. It would allow kids to have a better understanding of politics and allow a larger diversity of the community.
So, how do you think technology we use in elections will change?
There will probably be more technology involved overall. Maybe in the future, it will completely transfer to complete technology instead of paper.
I agree. I think having paper-free elections will be really beneficial to not only the environment, but also to speed up the process.
But just like everything else, there are benefits and obstacles, so there are some things that would be risky about having everything digital.
Yes, but hopefully in the future, we can find a way to make technology safer.
Do you think there's going to be an opportunity for new political parties to rise up in the future?
Although we typically associate ourselves as Democrats or Republicans, we must also consider the other parties that have a good chance of one day being elected. We typically vote for the party we believe is relevant according to the issues we are facing. Like in 1789, we wouldn't vote a member of the Green Party as president because those issues weren't as big of a problem as they are now. In 1789, citizens would have preferred to elect either a Federalist or an Anti-Federalist, mostly because it was relevant to the issues the country was facing at the time.
So do you guys think presidential elections should stay the same, or should they be changed?
Well, I believe it should change. It's unfair how someone who wins a state gets all the votes, even the ones who didn't vote for him or her. I believe this way of voting should change. It would be unfair to the citizens to know that their vote didn't go to the person they wanted for president.
I agree with you, Marissa.
Yeah, I think that updating the election process is something that needs to be discussed, but it will probably just change with time as it already has in the past. So it's not something we should worry about, but it's something that should definitely be addressed.